We're getting ready to shift gears this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are so glad you are along with us. We love hearing from you at Twitter. Join us at Twitter or at eRadioSports. And now we're going to turn our attention and we're going to talk some college football. And a gentleman that I'm about to introduce, he's going to be joining us each and every week on our program. We're going to talk NFL. We're going to talk college football. This weekend, I can promise you, we're going to hit it real hard. We're going to go under the helmet, especially after listening to that audio, that very disturbing audio from Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini that was released with Deadspin. So it is such a pleasure to welcome in former Blackshirt, three-time national champion at Nebraska, and of course played in the NFL with the Carolina Panthers, the one and only, the double nickel, number 55, Jason Peter. This is a segment you don't want to miss. Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Alyssa?
Well, I know it's been action-packed up there in Lincoln, Nebraska, and we certainly have a lot of ground to cover. I'm very anxious to get your feedback and your thoughts, but because a lot has transpired over the past week. But I wanted to, first of all, just say congratulations to you on another very successful golf tournament. You and one of your dear friends, Larry the Cable Guy, did just a fabulous job with your celebrity tournament. You guys were able to raise a lot of money.
Well, we look forward to it each and every year, and certainly you and your family coming up. Hopefully you guys had a great time. It's always it's always fun seeing you guys, and I don't know if you've seen the photos yet when I photobombed your sons there in that photo booth that we had. But it was a good time, and we raised money for a great cause, and we just are already looking forward to next year.
Absolutely. Yes, my boys, they did show me. They ran right up to me and showed me the pictures. They loved it. They had such a good time. And it is. Every year, it's such a memorable experience. I think the best part was Mother Nature. My gosh. I mean, that the weather was absolutely perfect. You know, I'm from Montana, from Great Falls. Mm-hmm. And when I, you know, got off the plane, I was like, ugh. Wide open spaces and country, and the weather was just beautiful. Windows were down when we were driving over to Lincoln after getting into Omaha.
Nice to hear.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the latest, what's going on there at the University of Nebraska. Let's dissect Bo Pelini's comments. What are your reaction, and have you visited with some of your former teammates? What are their thoughts?
Yeah, it's, I think for the most part, everybody is kind of on the same page. It is, if he gets fired, it shouldn't be for this. 2 years old, these videotapes or audio tapes. And, you know, it's almost like people have looked at this person who released these tapes. Number one, they act like it was the guy was wearing a wire or something. And, you know, it was some covert mission where he was hiding under the table. This was just taken from the main mic that they had, you know, in the room where they were going to do the interview. And I imagine that somebody, whether a student or employee of the show, just went back later on that night and probably just cut out, you know, the part with Bo dropping the F-bombs and calling out the fans. But you know, they're treating this guy or gal like he's Edward Snowden or something. I mean, it's comical, at least in my eyes, because, you know, they keep pulling out this whole two-year-old thing. And for me, it doesn't matter if it's 2 years or if it's yesterday. To me, Bo Pelini still is the same guy. I don't see that much difference. I mean, he talked about the growth that he's had over the past couple of years. But I don't know. To me, he just kind of, he's still Bo. And you know, I'm not, I guess, one of his biggest supporters. And that's kind of ironic because I was part of a group that really encouraged the administration to hire him in the beginning. Because I thought that's exactly what Nebraska needed. But I don't know, he's kind of stuck in the things that he wants to do and reluctance to adjust and make some changes. And I think that's why you continue to see some of the play that we have, especially on the defensive side of the ball, like they had against UCLA. But, yeah, you know, people have been asking if I think he should be fired for that outburst, and no, I mean, is he dumb for calling out kind of the hand that feeds you? Absolutely. There's 120 Division I football teams or something in the FBS, and I can guarantee you there's about 119 other coaches that would love to have Nebraska's fan base.
Yeah.
Would love to be able to go out when you're playing South Dakota State like they are this upcoming week, and there will be 91,000 people in there. And you can't say that about any other program. This has been going on since Kennedy was president. They sell out Memorial Stadium. Doesn't matter who's playing. They will be there. I don't think you can complain about people wanting to leave like after this or during this Ohio State game a couple years ago, because the product just is garbage out on the field. And if you're a paying customer, I mean, people paid for those tickets. They're not handcuffed to the seats. I mean, they can get up and leave. If Bo pays to go see a movie and he thinks it's garbage halfway through, is, you know, Matt Damon jumping off the screen to say, "Hey, yo, Bellini, where are you going, buddy? You effing this, you effing that." I mean, it's comical. So, you know, it's just it's sad that the head coach at Nebraska feels that way. But it is what it is.
You're listening to the voice of Jason Peter in our weekly Under the Helmet segment right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Of course, three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska, played for Tom Osborne, outstanding black shirt. And I guess my question is, when we talk about Bo Pelini, is he seemed contrite at the press conference. Will he be able to rehabilitate his image? I mean, you're talking about the strong fan base of the Huskers, the very strong following, and how, you know, that stadium's going to be probably sold out on Saturday. But you know, will he be able to make a comeback?
It all depends on winning. And right now, I don't know if there's anything that he can do other than go to Ann Arbor, you win at Michigan convincingly. Otherwise, because for people around here, it's the big games where they've just been embarrassed. I mean, You go back to last year and the 70 points that an average Wisconsin put on them in the Big Ten championship game. You know, the Ohio State game last year, the UCLA game last year. You know, all these teams amassing over 600 yards of total offense. And then what happens this year and with a UCLA in the second half? And just the lack of adjustments. Guys were tired. You know, the tackling was horrible. The play calling, everything around the Nebraska football program was just bad on Saturday in that second half. And even it was about halfway through the second quarter where it started to get bad. But if he wins big, then people will forget. And, you know, this is the land of second chances, America. And Nebraska fans are no different. If anything, they're probably maybe a little more forgiving. But if he loses, you know, this is going to be something that ultimately probably, you know, is the final straw. But winning cures everything.
I was going to say, you know, winning, will it be the cure-all? And how are Husker fans? Are they very forgiving?
Yeah, I mean, people don't really – there's a good part of – the fan base that doesn't really like him anyway as a person, I guess. And they thought they kind of had a really good coach, at least defensively, at least in the first couple of years. But now for the last 3-4 years, the defense has been the Achilles heel of this Nebraska team. And, you know, it's just, it varies, I guess, from fan to fan. You'll have people that will just think he's the greatest coach in the world up to the minute that he's fired. You have a lot of people that want him out now, and you have other people that will just kind of wait and see what he does.
Jason, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, talking Nebraska football right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.